Welcome to another Apple TV 4th generation demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how you can quickly check the battery level status of your Siri remote, of course, using VoiceOver on your Apple TV. So I've currently got my Apple TV 4th gen turned on. I'm on the right HDMI channel, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. And of course, I've got the Siri remote in my hand. And just for information, you can flick left and right on the trackpad or up and down with one finger to move around the screen. And then when you want to activate something, you can press the trackpad in to click, and that will activate the item you're on. And just a quick review of the remote keys. In the middle, on the left-hand side, you've got a column going from top to bottom, three buttons. You've got menu, the Siri button, and then the play pause button. On the right-hand side, you've got a round button above a rectangular button. The button at the top is your home button, and the one below that, the rectangular button, is the volume up and down button. Let me first of all flick to the right to see where I am.
Computers, row 2, column 3.
Okay, now on my particular home screen on my Apple TV 4th gen, I've rearranged my icons as I did in a previous demo. So I'm going to flick to the left.
Settings, row 2, column 2.
So I click on settings.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
And we want to flick down to remotes and devices.
Accounts. Audio and AirPlay. Remotes and devices. Button. 5 of 9.
Okay, remotes and devices. Click on that.
Remotes and devices. Remote. Touch surface tracking. Medium. 1 of 1.
Flick down.
Other devices. Bluetooth. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, other devices, Bluetooth 1 of 2, and that's basically where we click on that one, on the trackpad.
Bluetooth. Remote. Connected. 70% battery level. Button. 1 of 1.
Okay, so it says remote connected, battery level 70%. So that's actually my Siri remote, and I know that because if I come down further, if I flick down.
My devices. Nimbus. Connected. Button. 1 of 2.
I've got two Nimbus controllers connected, 1 of 2. Flick down again.
Nimbus. Connected. Button. 2 of 2.
That's my second Nimbus game controller. And they actually don't have a percentage for the charge. It's only the Siri remote that gives me the percentage of charge. And of course, when it gets low, I'll just plug it into lightning cable and charge it up. I believe full charge is after 9 hours. Go back to my home screen. So it's going to hold in my menu button.
Home. Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
And I'm back to the main home screen of my Apple TV. So basically, that's how you can get the battery percentage level of your Siri Touch remote by going into Settings, General, Remotes and Devices, Bluetooth. And then that will give you the percentage of your Siri remote. So that completes this quick demonstration of getting the battery level status of your Siri remote. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.